grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen. From the Gospel for this day, St. Luke chapter 24, verses 50 through 52. Then Jesus led them out as far as Bethany, and lifting up his hands, he blessed them. While he blessed them, he parted from them and was carried up into heaven. And they returned to Jerusalem with great joy and were continually in the temple blessing God. It's been said that people learn more from the hymns they sing than from the sermons they hear. And on this Ascension Day, there come to mind some words of a hymn that was written back in the 19th century in England by Bishop Christopher Wordsworth, who was the nephew of the well-known poet William Wordsworth. And the words of the hymn are these. Addressing the ascended Lord, Wordsworth prays, Thou hast raised our human nature on the clouds to God's right hand. There we sit in heavenly places, there with thee in glory stand. Jesus reigns, adored by angels. Man with God is on the throne. Mighty Lord, in thine ascension, we by faith behold our own. The humanity God the Son took upon himself in the womb of Blessed Mary, he has never put aside. And in his ascension, he carries that humanity, the same humanity that is yours and mine, into the very presence of God in heaven. God came down to earth so that we might ascend to heaven. God came down to earth. That's the cause of our joy at Christmas, that we might ascend to heaven. And that's the cause of our joy on Ascension Day, that where he is, there we might also be. In all this, we see the astonishing love of God, who shared fully in our life so that we might share fully in his. In one of the church's ancient and beautiful prayers, we speak of how in his love God wonderfully created and yet more wonderfully restored the dignity of human nature. The dignity of human nature, the surpassing worth of human nature. In a world where so much that we see is depressing and degrading, where human life seems so cheap, so sordid, so brutal, the ascension of Jesus shows us the wonderful dignity of human nature as created and loved and redeemed by God and destined for glory. Thou hast raised our human nature on the clouds to God's right hand. There we sit in heavenly places, there with thee in glory stand. Jesus reigns, adored by angels. Man with God is on the throne. Mighty Lord, in thine ascension, we by faith behold our own. Descending into the very depths of fallen humanity, with all its brokenness and pain, its degradation, bearing in his own precious body the terrible violence done by God's human creatures to one another from the dawn of the human story until its end, and then descending into death, the eternal Son of God then rises from the dead in his body made glorious, and as on this day, enters into the very presence of God as head of that body of which through holy baptism you and I are members, enters into God's presence as our forerunner and as the pledge and guarantee of our own ascension. It was John Gerhardt, that learned and pious 17th century Lutheran theologian, who in meditating on the ascension of our Lord had this to say: Christ is our glorious head. We are the members of his body. Rejoice and shout for joy, O faithful soul, in the ascension of your head. The glory of the head is also the glory of the members. Where our flesh reigns, there we believe we too shall reign. Where our blood rules, there we hope that we too shall be glorious. Where the head is, there shall also all the other members of the body be. Christ our head has gone into the heavens. Hence the other members of the body with good reason not only hope to enter there, but even now already have possession in heaven. Christ came from heaven for our redemption. He returns there for our glorification. He was born in the flesh for us. He suffered for us. And he ascended for us. The passion of Christ wins our love. The resurrection of Christ strengthens our faith. The ascension of Christ confirms our hope. Thou hast raised our human nature on the clouds to God's right hand. There we sit in heavenly places, there with thee in glory stand. Jesus reigns, adored by angels. Man with God is on the throne. Mighty Lord, in thine ascension, we by faith behold our own. And the peace of God, which passes understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus, unto life everlasting. Amen.